Many times, the most critical area of our mistakes, or where we constantly fail, has to do with the way we speak. Quite so. Sometimes it is enough just to open your mouth to screw up, forgive my expression, or to fail, or to harm someone, or to enter a fight, or to fuel a fight. Let's think. How many times have we been silent in the face of some circumstance? And with that, we have appeased the anger of others. Or we allow ourselves to be carried away by the effusiveness of the moment. And by opening our mouth, instead of saving, restoring, healing, we make the conflict more complicated. That is why the Bible gives us many advice. Indeed, one of them, the scripture, the word of God tells us, if someone wants to see good days on earth, learn to restrain your tongue. Be intelligent when speaking. The book of James also tells us, be quick to listen, but slow to speak and slow to anger. A soft word takes away anger, but a harsh word makes anger rise. God has given us a wonderful quality, and it is the ability to express ourselves through words. The problem is that we do not manage our words well, and the first thing that comes to mind is the first thing we express. The first thing that we declare, and many times those words hit harder than physical blows, my beloved friends. Quite so. Words hit in such a way that we can cause many people marked. A physical blow may cause a bruise, but after days it goes away. But what was engraved in words was engraved and treasured in the heart. And in general, it is what we pay the least attention to. That is why I saw an interesting little word there. But before asking you if you have suffered from that word that I'm going to talk to you about right now, I want to read you a text that is in Colossians chapter 4, verse 6. It says, let your word always be graceful, seasoned with salt, so that you know how you should respond to each one. In the New Living Translation, it expresses it this way, and says, let your conversation be gracious and attractive so that you will have the right response for everyone. That gracious and attractive conversation is what we were reading right now, seasoned with salt. You know that salt gives a good taste to food. It is important that if you are going to make a soup or rice, you use salt to the right point so that it has a good flavor. If it does not have that key point of salt, in fact, if you do not use the salt for cooking, it is most likely that the rice does not taste delicious, or the soup does not have a good flavor. Salt is important. That is why he compares it and says, the words you use, let they be gracious, seasoned with salt. May the people be interested in listening to you. Because each word you say solves a problem, does not fuel the conflict, appeases it. You are a peacemaker. They are full of love. They are full of mercy. They are full of peace. How wonderful it is when people want to hear us speak all the time, because every word we speak has that grace. We enjoy it. Someone once told me, you are wise if you know what you say. You are fool if you say what you know. I think he was right. It is the same what the Bible teaches us. My beloved friends, speaking is a necessity. For that, God gave us the ability to express ourselves. But it depends on us to have the wisdom to do it in the right way. Words do not hurt. The intention and the way are what hurts. And many times we misuse our words, and instead of giving life, we take it with the expressions and the sayings of our mouth. That is why I want to ask you a question. Have you ever suffered from verbiage? Some will say, how, Pastor? Wait a moment, repeat that phrase to me. Repeat the word. I ask you the question again. Have you ever suffered from verbiage? Some will be thinking right now and they will say, Well, Pastor, I did not even know that that word existed. Well, yes, of course it exists. We all have a need to speak, to communicate everything we think, that we feel we want to communicate. However, I do not know if you have met people like that. If perhaps you have not met them, it is because you are that person. But sometimes there are people who do not seem to have a stop button when they speak. Speak and speak and speak and speak, and they do not let others speak. And more than communicating with others, what they seek is to have an audience that listens to them, and nothing else. That is verbiage. The fact that a person talks and talks and does not measure his words, that is not wise when speaking, that do not listen, but takes all the moment to express himself without letting others express their opinion. That is verbiage. I go back to what I said at the beginning. How many headaches we would avoid if we learned to listen more and speak less, or if our words were the right ones, and before answering, we calm down, we pray to God and ask for wisdom. The words have a strong intention, and in the spiritual world as well. And usually the words express what is inside us, what is in the heart, my dear friends. Do you want a simple advice? Do you want to extend your days on earth? Do you want to enjoy every blessing that God gives you? Restrain your tongue from speaking evil and your mouth from speaking deceit. Stop lying. Stop speaking evil. Stop speaking deceit. Stop moving your tongue. Learn to master that little member that we have there. But that is so harmful that it can ignite a forest. A bad information, a broken phone. Do you remember the broken phone? Do you remember that game? That 7 or 8 guys gathered, and the first one spoke and gave a message to the next, and the last one should give the same message that was received from the first one. But usually another message was always received, and we had to find where the phone was broken, where was misrepresented the message, where was changed. And usually that happens to us when we see or they tell us something. We interpret it, and we do not say the same they express to us, but we add to it or take away from it. Words can give life, or they can take it away, my beloved friends. What are we doing with our words? And do you know what is the most tremendous thing of all? And why are they so important? Because the Bible says that God will ask us to account of every idle word we said. Sometimes we say a word and then instantly we say it. No, it's a lie. It was joking. But even for every idle word, we are going to give an account to God. Someone who does takes his work seriously and knows that every word we use could be used against us is Satan. Everything you declare, everything you say daily, because declaring is speaking what you express daily through your words. It can add blessings or it can bring curses into your life. Perhaps the biggest problem you have today is not what you all the time think that is happening around you, or it isn't in the people. It is inside you, because every time you open your mouth, forgive me the expression, you make the problem get bigger. Do you know that the Bible also gives us a proverb, and it says that even the foolish person, when he is silent, is counted as wise. That is right. He may be the most fool of all, but in a conflict, in the middle of a problem, by keeping silent, he is already considered wise. Stop suffering from verbiage and start examining your words. Be ready to listen, and before giving an advice, listen first. Do not rush to speak, and if at any time you get upset about something because they did something to you or what you saw made you angry, do not get angry so fast. Wait, be silent. think first and then speak, because usually when something makes us angry and we get carried away by anger and we explode with actions, we explode with words, hurting all those who are friends, family, those who are around us, who love us. We hurt them, and then we use the expression, "Forgive me, it was not what I meant. You already let it go." There are people who is enough to listen to them speaking for a moment, and you realize that their words are literally like snake poison. They damage the heart. So, do you want to see long days on earth? Do you want to extend your days on earth and enjoy them? Learn to be silent. There are moments to speak with wisdom. Let our words be seasoned with salt, as the Bible says. Let's speak with intelligence, and there are moments to keep silent, to keep quiet, to keep prudence and save our lives, to save a life, to avoid a conflict, avoid a fight. There is already a prophet. Sweet words will help you to win a friend, or the words will be useful to win many enemies. In the end, you decide how to use your words. You are a good administrator of thoughts. If you cannot, you can pray to God and ask for self-control, because it is part of the fruit of the Holy Spirit. The self-control and the wisdom to know when to speak and how to speak and to whom to speak when it is time to be quiet. This is a little advice that can help us. Now it is up to you to unleash your tongue or being careful with your words. I assure you that you will avoid many headaches and you will live calmly. You will live in peace. Father, I thank you for this simple message. It is part of daily life because we're constantly talking. But it is necessary to understand that sometimes in the many words there is too much foolishness. But in the few words there can be wisdom. Help us, Lord, to speak in the right way, that our words be seasoned with salt, that we do not get carried away by the effusiveness of the moment, Lord, and we learn to be silent. Help us to lock our mouth, Lord. They say that in closed mouth no flies enter. Help us, Lord, to be wise to speak, and that instead of damaging, we can build with our words. Lord, how wonderful it will be if the words that came out of our mouth were your words. Lord, because your words are spirit and life, in your words there is wisdom. Fill us with you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Father. Amen and amen. This was a translation of the daily devotional delivered by your pastor and friend Elias Hoyos. Remember, God always arrives just in time. I invite you to follow me on Instagram and on social networks. There you find me as Pastor Elias HC. And if you want to receive more devotionals and watch all of our programming, I invite you to subscribe to our channel on YouTube, Devocionales Justo a Tiempo. I send you a hug. Blessings.